Hello, is this Lyrica?
Yeah.
All right. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Do you happen to be 21 years or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote.
All right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
I'm black.
All right. What is your age?
46.
46. All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you to have to focus on it. You can use a 10 if you think it's the most important issue, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and a 0 if you don't think it's important at all. So you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Ten, definitely.
All right. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Ten.
Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Five.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Five.
All right. So do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Honestly, it's probably about the same.
All right. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think people are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
It's getting worse.
Getting worse, all right. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? And you can select up to two of the following issues. So the list goes heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, cigarettes, marijuana and other cannabis products, alcohol, opioids, and fentanyl, vaping, or ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs?
Probably the one with marijuana in it.
All right. Would it be just that one?
That one and fentanyl, methamphetamine.
All right. So now I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. And tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit to cigarettes. I'm sorry, they won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Now I'd like you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. And for each, if you could tell me whether if you are very familiar with these, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with these products. So the first one is e-cigarettes or vapes?
Familiar.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, all right. Heat not burn tobacco products?
Somewhat.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Somewhat.
All right. So as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for why people do these changes? Because the cost of smoking has gone up? Because there has been more government restriction and bans? Because there has been more education and anti-tobacco advertising? Or because there has been an introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market?
Yeah, the alternative.
All right. So now I'm going to read you two statements, and if you could tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A says, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million Americans who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risks to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. And Statement B says, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer and has already become an epidemic that we'll be dealing with for decades to come.
A.
Do you agree with Statement A? Do you somewhat agree, or do you strongly agree with Statement A?
Somewhat agree.
All right. So, would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I don't know. I guess less harmful.
Less harmful? All right. Would that be, like, somewhat less harmful or much less harmful?
Somewhat less harmful.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some brief statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. And if you could please rate each of these statements on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree, and a 0 means that you do not agree at all with this statement. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one says, when we are talking about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for those who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may choose to not quit. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do.
I agree.
All right, so would that be like a 5 because you somewhat agree, or a 10 because you strongly agree?
Yeah, 5.
Or 5? All right. When someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear more about opioid deaths every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows where there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should also take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage.
Ten.
All right. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors or nurses.
I somewhat agree. 5.
5? All right. So sometimes over the course of research, people change their minds. So it's totally okay if you haven't, no worries. But I just have to ask you one last time. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Oh, do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, all right. So now I'm going to ask you if you've used any of the following products in the past 30 days, and it's just, I just kind of named the list issue, and you can just say yes or no. So the first one is heat not burn tobacco products.
No.
Smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew.
No.
Cigars.
No.
Cigarettes.
No.
Oral nicotine pouches.
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
And pipe tobacco?
No.
All right, so we're almost done. I just want to thank you so much for your time. And for the last few questions, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade, 2 years of college.
2 years of college, all right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married, all right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say you're wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
And in the 2020 presidential elections, so meaning 4 years ago, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
Biden.
All right. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Probably Trump.
Trump? All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.